New rules went into effect yesterday on U.S. travel to Cuba. While ordinary tourism remains off limits, the Obama administration opened new opportunities in Cuba for banks, airlines, telecommunication companies, and regular Americans. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami.
Currently, a dozen flights a day leave Miami International Airport for Havana and other Cuban cities. Most on the flights are Cuban Americans and Cubans returning home after visiting relatives, usually carrying bundles of goods hard to find on the island. Rules announced by the Obama administration now greatly expand the number of Americans who can travel to Cuba. Armando Garcia is with Mar Azul Charters in Miami.
We have hundreds of calls to all of our offices.
For the first time in decades, under the new rules, Americans who don't have family on the island can travel to Cuba without receiving special permission from the U.S. government. But there are caveats. Americans can't travel for tourism, but they will be able to fly to Cuba to take part in performances or sporting events, also religious, educational, and humanitarian activities. Another major change, U.S. airlines will now be allowed to offer regularly scheduled flights to Cuba, although they'll first have to negotiate with the Cuban government for landing rights and gate space. Garcia says the question now is how many U.S. visitors Cuba, a country with just 35,000 hotel rooms, will be able to accommodate.
They have limited hotel space for a large demand. So in that case, if they don't have that kind of possibilities, then we have to limit, in a way, certain types of trips.
Under the new rules, U.S. companies can now ship building materials and equipment to private entrepreneurs in Cuba, a relaxation likely to give a big boost to the island's tourist sector. The rules permit U.S. banks to establish relationships with financial institutions in Cuba and allow Americans for the first time to use their credit cards there. But Peter Quinter, who heads the International Trade Law Group at Gray Robinson, says there's a potential problem. Cuba is still on the State Department's list of countries that support terrorism.
Right now, because of that listing as Cuba as a terrorist organization, technically there's an argument that banks should not or cannot do business in Cuba. So we'll see how this all works out.
President Obama has asked the State Department to look at whether Cuba should be taken off the list, but that decision is thought to be months away. In the meantime, the embargo on trade with Cuba remains in place, and Congress appears unlikely soon to lift it. Even so, Florida businessman John Park Wright says this is big.
This opens the door, and there's no one in Washington, I don't care what political persuasion they might happen to be, that's going to stop this train.
Park Wright is a member of a prominent family in Florida that's been doing trade with Cuba since the 1850s. The Likes family had a 15,000-acre cattle ranch on the island before the revolution. Park Wright says Cuba used to be a great beef producer, but not now.
There's no milk and there's no beef. That can be changed very quickly with Florida and Texas agriculture.
For now, the door may be open just a crack. But Park Wright and many other U.S. businessmen are rushing to stick in their toe. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.